Thinking of these verses today, we had a chapel this morning. Kind of goes along with all the readings today. The gospel read, one of the gospel readings we did today was about two guys. One had been forgiven a little, one had been forgiven a bunch. And Jesus said, which one will love more? And they said, well, the one forgiven more. So there's a real principle about that. The one who's been forgiven a bunch has a more of a tendency to love, or and this is to forgive. These are scriptures out of James chapter 2. All after these people dishonoring the poor and fighting with one another. If, however, you're fulfilling the royal law according to Scripture, you shall love your neighbors yourself, you're doing well. But if you show partiality, you're committing sin and convicted by the law as transgressors. Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point has become guilty of all. For you said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not commit murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, have you become a transgressor of the law, God's law? Yes, you know, of course. He's talking about the not the Mosaic law here, but the Ten Commandments. But here's what it says. So speak and act as those people who are to be judged by the law of liberty, the law of grace and law of mercy. And it's like, separate. That word is actually to separate. Two camps. For judgment, these are believers now. For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Really powerful word there. And it just goes along with the scriptures. I asked today, because this really means, it gives a picture of the first verse I read about, so act like those who are to be judged by the law of liberty, means that there will be those separated by and judged by the law of liberty and judged by another law. Okay? Again, almost like sheep and goat, but two camps there. So I was asking them, I said, does God categorize sin? And everybody was like, no. And I'm like, yes, he actually does. This is out of Matthew 7. Do not judge so that you won't be judged. For in the way that you judged, you will be judged. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. And that word is just a declaration over what a person deserves or they don't deserve, right? So if I'm judging Nancy, I'm saying you deserve this, but you don't deserve this. I can't give you this because you don't deserve it. That kind of thing. It's not judging. Was very misunderstood. Judging is not telling somebody what they're doing is wrong, right? When a person, hey, don't judge me, they're saying, hey, don't tell me what I'm doing is wrong. That's not what that word means at all. It's the word of declaring over you what you get or what you don't get, right? Like, I'm the judge of how much mercy Carol gets, okay? For by your standard of measure, it'll be measured back to me. So why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and do not notice the log that's in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, there's this log in your own? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, then you will see clearly how to take the speck out of a brother's eye. Okay? We've heard this a lot around here. I just go through it quite often just to make sure. You know, we were talking last night in there in the guy's bathroom. I know you girls haven't been able to see it, but right above the urinals, it says, the plaque says, forgive everyone everything. And we were just talking about it in Bible study. Like, what a great thing, right? Where you're there for a moment. You got to, you know, look at something. What a great thing to look, you know, and make you think, okay, you know. But scripture, let me read some more to you, because we got to know what's he talking about, the log and the speck. In context there, it is unmerciful, unforgiving, unmerciful, and every other sin. Even, we could think a horrible sin, a sin of murder or something like that. That's not the log. That's a speck, okay? It says, when you pray, go into your inner rooms and close the door and pray to your Father who's in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you're praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do. For they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So be like them, for your Father knows what you, so don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. And this is a leading into, of course, the Lord's Prayer. Pray then in this way, or pray, actually it means pray this. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today, this day, our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as in the same way that we forgive our people who sinned against us. Forgive us our debts. That's what a debt we owe to you. And what this prayer is actually saying, God, forgive me the way I forgive others, the same way. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Then he goes on to say, for if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive your transgressions. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive yours. And this is out of Mark 11. Really good stuff about prayer. Believing, saying to this mountain. It says, whenever you stand praying, whenever that time is that you pray, forgive. You have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive your transgressions. For if you do not forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your transgressions. Real powerful word, y'all, you know. If I'm in Christ, haven't I been forgiven in my standing before God? Yes, right? There's a relational standing, and then there's the practical one, where I can grieve the Holy Spirit, right? Scripture says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. So I can grieve the Holy Spirit's work in my life, okay? So seemingly, there's nothing that grieves him more than when we don't forgive. Because the word forgive is to be released and pardoned. You're released. So somehow, if I'm unforgiving or I'm walking in unforgiveness, I'm not released. Okay? That's a big deal. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In the whole context, and if you go back and read Mark chapter 11, of saying to this mountain be cast, all things you ask in prayer, believing, you can speak to these mountains and they'll come down. We all have that, right? But you have to be in the flow. What I mean, not perfection, but you have to at least be in the flow of forgiving and giving people mercy and grace. Because the reason we don't forgive people is really simple. We just don't think they deserve it, right? Somehow they've crossed this line and they just don't deserve it. And so that's become a part of my ritual. When I'm praying or I'm spending time with the Lord, I say, Lord, do a CT scan on me, you know, on my soul. And years ago, you know, just the other day, I thought of something that happened years ago. And when I was a kid, and I was just praying, I said, Lord, you know, I want you to heal this thing. And the first thing the Lord spoke was, you need to forgive that person, you know. I thought, yeah, you're right. So I forgive because I want to be healed of that. I want the grace of God moving in my, the presence of God moving in my life. And if mercy triumphs over judgment, then I want to be judged by the law of liberty, which is the law of mercy. And the law of mercy, according to Luke chapter 6, it says, give and it will be given to you, overflowing, pouring out of your lap, you know. Is that word there is in context of giving a person mercy. That if you're a mercy giver, then the mercy that you get back from God is getting what you don't deserve. It'll be more than you can contain. It'll be so much, it'll be flowing. You can't even hold it. It's just going to be pouring out of you everywhere. Right? That's a principle that is an absolute necessity if you're going to grow and move on in the things of God. That we are people who are mercy givers, who forgive. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. In Luke's rendition of that, Luke says, using that same verse that Jesus said, you are to be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. So to be perfect, the most Christ-like thing you can do, the most perfect thing we can do, y'all, is people who walk in forgiveness and mercy. You'll have more revelations from the Lord. You'll grow quicker, right? You'll move swiftly. You want to move in the prophetic and to move in different things, then walk in mercy. You know, you want to grow in your relationship at home, relationship with each other, walk in mercy. You want to grow anything, right? Because I don't know what it looks like or what all it means, But I just don't want to hear, Lord, when I'm asking for forgiveness, well, you're not forgiven. You know, you're still carrying this around with you. So not that I'd die and go to hell or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But it's a very grieving relational thing with the Lord. And so by my standard of measure, it's going to be measured back to me. I'll get the same back in return. I want a bunch, right? So, and I hadn't always been that way. Y'all heard me, my testimony with that before. I've struggled with that in my life. And the Lord has really spoken to me on many occasions about this. And what I have to be careful to do is, you know, early on, if TC would hurt my feelings or something like that, then I would say that I've forgiven her, but I wouldn't treat her like it. You know, I would pout or just not speak to her, you know, answer her text or, you know, because she didn't deserve it. You know, she's hurt my feelings. She's done this a bunch of times and I've told her about it and she did it again. So I'll show her. Y'all, no, I mean, that's, golly, man, that is my expression of withholding mercy. Because God, when we come to Him, He doesn't withhold, right? We expect Him to immediately, you know, pat us on the back and just, you know, love on us and everything. That's what it looks like when you forgive somebody. It's as if they've never done it. That's not always easy to do. That is not easy to do, but it's supernatural and it's God. It's the ways of God, because He does that. And it's healing to your bones. Amen.